WBAI New York. It is 12 noon, and we await the Pacifica feed, the feed from Berkeley, from the Interim Pacifica National Board meeting, which is assembling at 9 o'clock, and we're Janet Coleman and David Dozer, sort of being babysitters here for the people who feed the wires.
Yeah, to feed the wires in. While we're waiting to feed those sounds from across the nation,
yeah.
How about some Yoko Ono then?
Oh, I'd love that. I'd love that. And let me just say that ordinarily in this time slot, Beyond the Pale is on, and they will be rejoining you
next week.
As will all the programs normally in this Sunday schedule, and I haven't memorized them yet. But I think it includes Shelton Walden and that whole crowd.
I'm the devil in your dreams.
and that was Yoko Ono. I remember everything. Beautiful song. It sends a chill up the spine. And this is Janet Coleman. I'm here with David Dozer, and we are babysitting the radio station until such time as the Interim Pacifica National Board meeting is fed to us through the Berkeley lines. Is that an imminent proposition, T-Dub? Coming soon. And do we have time to take calls, or what shall we do here? No, we're happening. Okay. And, God, the clouds were passing, the wind was twirling. Don't you love that song, Dave?
Yes, I do. Love that song.
Yoko, repository of much memory.
It's what she rhymes, size and thighs, I believe.
Size and thighs. I remember your thighs.
We start
I remember
with a
your
different rhyme.
In the morning, I remember your thighs. In the evening, I remember your thighs.
Oh, we got it? Okay, and here we have the feed from Berkeley.
Here we go.
What do we do?
Okay,
well,
this is.
You got it?
Just say.
Okay.
Say the word, T-Dub.
This is WBAI New York, and at this time we are going to go to Berkeley live for the Pacifica board meeting. Please stay tuned. Thank you.
Important meeting, and again, we really appreciate your tremendous response over the last couple of days in our coverage of this, and we know this is something that is greatly on your minds as we try to, in our discussions of bylaws changes, realize that those bylaws will help us perhaps make sure that what Pacifica has been through in the last few years will never happen again. And that's one of the things, one of the important challenges of the bylaws is to make sure as we change them that we can have transparency, that decisions will be not made in a vacuum, that the board will be included, and that the listeners and communities will be included as well as the stations in the major policies that affect this network, and also with the a very good system of checks and balances, which will prevent the power, so to speak, resting in some one hand or some several hands, and really taking this network down a path that nobody wants to go. So those are some of the important issues. I'm going to, actually, because I'm fairly alone today, I'm going to go downstairs and see if I can grab one of the board members fairly quickly so that we can talk for a few minutes. So I will return to these listener-sponsored radio stations, your community-based radio stations around the network, after a brief musical interlude. At my abilities to actually obtain for you one of the Pacifica, interim Pacifica National Board members, who is actually from the KPFA signal area, and that is Pete Bramson. So,
hello,
Pete,
Jim.
Welcome.
How are you? Thank you very much for having me.
I'm doing pretty good. What do you think is going to happen today? Have you already gotten the revised agenda from Leslie Kagan about what's going to transpire today, or is that still in the works?
We haven't got the revised agenda yet today, but the assumption is we'll probably focus today on some of the remainder of some of the financial issues that were addressed last night. We'll have more public comment, and it's my hope that we devote the bulk of our time today to bylaws.
What
and there's some diversity components we have to bring into play.
And I know that the entire board has been working with some of the subcommittees in the various different signal areas that have been set up in terms of the direction of the proposed bylaw changes. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if you can just give us your perspective of some of the important issues that are out there right now.
In regards to the bylaws?
Yes, in regard to the bylaws.
Well, each of the five signal areas has been doing wonderful work to come together in some fashion to discuss and put together all the various components of the community's relationship and aspects of input to the bylaws. And what we're looking at is how to bring those things, how to bring those aspects of that input from the community to a group so that we can develop it and get to our next step. There obviously is a process, and we want to make sure that the process continues and moves forward as quickly as possible.
All right. Well, it sounds like you're being called to the stage once again after I rousted you to come up the stairs. And before we conclude here, I do want to just appreciate you for a second and acknowledge the great way in which you have been there for the community and for KPFA in the last few years. And it's been a mighty struggle, I know, for you, kind of holding down the fort with some of the other as they were then called, dissident board members, to try to figure a way out of this mess that we were in. And you all did an admirable job of not only courage and fortitude and rising above frustration to hang in there, but really pushing this along. So
I appreciate it, Jim. It's with the community support that we're able to do the things we're able to do.
That's exactly it. So thanks for stopping up.
Thanks,
and we're going to go down to the stage area, such as it is here at Wheeler Auditorium. It's not really a large pedestal-type platform where the board is way up high. They're pretty much on the same level as all of the seats here. So let's go now to Leslie Kagan, who's trying to get the meeting started.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I think we have almost everybody here. We certainly have a quorum, and we can begin. What I need to do, obviously, is to begin by reviewing the agenda. And, you know, this is going to be a challenge to our something, our discipline skills, I guess. Because not only did we have already a full agenda for today, but we had three items left over from yesterday, and then some other stuff, too. So let me just run down what I want to propose, and we're already 15 minutes late. What I want to propose is that we start with a report, which I will give on the Democracy Now! Contract and the new relationship with Democracy Now!, that would be a 15-minute item. Then we then move to affiliates, which, again, I have a report on that, and that would be a 15-minute item. Then we move into discussion of race and nationality. There was a proposal that you all got in your books, but then out of the Pacifica Now conference, a revised or updated, a new version of that was given out to all of us. I think everybody should have a handout on that. Do that for 45 minutes. Then go into bylaws and do the bylaws for 2 hours and 15 minutes. Then take a break. Take a 15 or 20 minute break. Thank you, James. come back after the break and just spend, if we can, just 10 or 15 minutes clarifying some stuff around the budget, around where we left the budget process, just so we're all on the same page around that. Move then into the personnel committee, the proposal to set up a personnel committee. Do that 20 minutes. Then on-air policy. do that for 30 to 40 minutes, then the program and station mission, again, there's proposals in your package, do that for about 40 minutes, and then wrap up with confirming, reconfirming the date and location for the next meeting, any final public comments, and just wrap up of the meeting. If we are extremely disciplined, this will take us to about 3. And I don't know what everyone's travel schedule is. I know some people are staying over till tomorrow morning, but I think, though, even if we could stay here till midnight, that at a certain point is like, diminishing returns here. So I would like us to try and aim for it really ending by 3:15, so that we don't just drag on and on. What this means is that not only the board, but the people who are here with us this morning and who will be coming Tuesday, we really need to ask everybody to be very, very disciplined and focused. And then I think we can get through this. If we get jammed up, we'll have to rearrange the schedule. We'll evaluate it again. So if that's okay with people, I think maybe we should move along. Again, I want to welcome people who are with us here today, and invite those of you who are listening from the Northern California area, especially the Bay Area, if you'd like to come down. We are at Wheeler Auditorium on the University of California Berkeley campus. And we want to welcome people around the country who are listening to this either via their radios or on the web. And again, we want to thank all the technical people who make that possible. So, without further ado, let's get into it. I gave everybody on the board yesterday a copy of the contract with Democracy Now! Let me just remind people that it was at our very first meeting, conference call meeting, on December 29th. One of the actions we took at that meeting was we adopted a resolution. I'm sorry, I don't have the exact wording right in front of me right now. But we adopted a resolution to bring Democracy Now! Back on the air at all 5 stations, to give the staff at Democracy Now! The back pay that they had not been collecting since August of last year, when they went off 4 of the 5 stations and left WBAI to produce the show at another location. And also, we agreed at that point to open up, begun, but to continue discussion with the Democracy Now! Production team on a basically an independent production relationship. That process took a long time. For one thing, the staff of Democracy Now! Was, I think, extremely patient with us as we tried to settle in to this, to handling what we had inherited. They were, by the way, also extremely patient and have remained extremely patient all these months in terms of collecting the back pay. It took quite a while to get that up and running, and then we actually stopped for a while because of cash flow problems. I think it's up and running again. So they have all along been very patient. We finally did, I don't remember the exact date we began these negotiations, but it has really been a good 4 months or so back and forth of negotiating. And a final document was put together and agreed on by lawyers, and it's been looked at by people with legal minds to make sure that we weren't doing anything foolish for the foundation or for Democracy Now! The basic terms of this, obviously, you see in the packet also that you got, there was a kind of overview of what was in it, and then I gave you all a copy of the actual contract. Let me just say very, very honestly, and I've said this to Amy and Chris and other people connected to Democracy Now!, myself and I think many of us would have liked things to be different and that we didn't have to go this route. But, of course, we would also like this to not be nuclear weapons. And, there's a lot of things out there that we would like to have different. But the reality is that the situation over the last several years in terms of the harassment that a lot of people in this network felt, but particularly Democracy Now! the way they were, you know, the attack on them really led them to believe that they needed some structure, some mechanism to assure the ability for them to continue to do the work, to continue to grow and expand and deepen the work that they're doing with Democracy Now. And I think all of us really throughout this network understand and appreciate how important that work is and what a contribution the efforts of the Democracy Now! Staff, not just Amy, certainly Amy, but not just Amy, the whole Democracy Now! Crew, what a contribution that is to Pacifica and to the other stations around the country that pick it up, and in fact to the peace and social justice movement around the country. And so it was in our interest also to develop a relationship that allowed them to continue to do their work and allowed us to continue to get the program every single day in a quality production. So basically the fundamental relationship here is that they are going to keep producing the show. They're going to do their work. We're going to give them a certain amount of money every year to do that. They will no longer be on staff of Pacifica. They will handle all the administrative work of running Democracy Now!, of paying their salaries, of you know making whatever arrangements they need to make, and handling all their bills. And they will continue, as I said, to provide us and the affiliates a new program every day. They will begin the program by saying from the Pacifica Foundation or whatever the exact tagline is going to be, this is Democracy Now. They will continue to do on-air fundraising, not only on Democracy Now!, but, you know, they're called upon by the different stations many times to help out in different ways. They will continue to reach out to bring new affiliates into Pacifica through the program. They will continue. Amy, in particular, is more than willing to help us do fundraising, not only on air, but in terms of speaking and traveling and meeting with people. So in a lot of ways, in most ways, the average listener who tunes in probably won't even know, won't realize that, unless they're listening right now, they won't really know that there's a shift in the relationship. But there is a shift in the relationship. They will be an independent production that we pay for. We are obviously still will be very much tied to each other because the mission of Pacifica and the mission of Democracy Now! Is really one and the same, and that's the ground that we move off of. So that's the overall picture. Both Chris Abrams and Amy Goodman are here. And I don't know if either of them wants to say something also about this new relationship. But also we can, you know, entertain some questions or comments. The other thing I just want to remind people that people may have forgotten this, that in the December meeting when we voted on this, I was authorized to negotiate this new relationship. And that's what I've done. And that's what you'll see. We signed it. I did ask Dan Coughlin, who used to be our acting executive director, to help in this process. And so you'll see on the agreement that he and I both signed it on behalf of the foundation, and Amy has signed it on behalf of the Democracy Now! So first of all, I just want to see if Amy or Chris want to add anything. You don't have to.
Ms. Goodman?
No. Okay. So then are there comments or questions or concerns from the board people want to raise?
Yes.
Yes,
this is George Barnstone,
yes.
Houston, Texas. One is, so we'll be giving them payments in a lump sum or some, you know, during the year, and they'll handle all of their own administrative fees, all their salaries, everything.
Yes.
One.
Yes.
Then two, I see that on page two of this agreement, in section three of the terms, it calls for an annual increase of
right.
not less than 4%, no more than
10%. Right.
Is that in perpetuity? I mean.
No, that's for the 5 years. This is a contract and arrangement for 5 years. So it would be for over the next 5 years that we are committing ourselves to an annual increase. The exact amount to be negotiated before the beginning. In other words, you know, before the fiscal year starts, as we're preparing our budget for the upcoming fiscal year, that would be one of the tasks that would have to be handled, is the finalizing of the amount for that coming fiscal year. 4% is a pretty minimal, and it's only 10% is, you know, it's not insignificant, but it's still not, you know, depending on our finances, we should be able to handle it. Certainly the 4% we should be able to handle. Let me also just remind people about the tremendous amount of money that Democracy Now! Brings into the foundation. I don't know what it's actually going to end up being this fiscal year, you know, but it's far and away the single biggest income-producing show. You know, so we should remember that it's not just about us giving money to Democracy Now! Democracy Now! Brings in way more than the allocation that we would be making back to them. I think James was next, and David.
Can I have a series of questions if it's okay?
Where's my
microphone, please.
All right,
this is James Ferguson. I have a series of questions as it relates to the contract. The first is, will Democracy Now! Be part of a bargaining unit? That's the first question. I'll just give you the questions. Will we know first of all, what's the amount based on? And will we know what the breakdown of salaries are for each of the Democracy Now! Folks? Is there an option year after the 5 years? And who will make the decision about the amount each year from 4 to 10%? Will it be the board or will it be Democracy Now? I'm sure I'll have more questions after the discussion.
Okay, let me see if I forget one or two, remind me. But on the first one, the bargaining unit, no, actually, and maybe they can explain it better, but my understanding is that they will remain AFTRA members, but it will be a kind of a parallel contract, union contract. They will not be technically part of our bargaining unit, so a kind of parallel contract. Chris, you want to explain that bit? Actually, Chris, I'm sorry, could you do the mic so that the broadcast audience...
And by the way, James Ferguson is from Washington, D.C. as a board member and one of the former majority of the board.
I don't remember what they were named. In terms of who sets the amount?
Well, the second one was breakdown of salaries.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm sorry, but we meant to include in this a copy of the budget that they had given us for the overall thing, which includes a breakdown of the salaries.
Yeah, that's what I asked next. What was the amount based on in terms of the 440,000?
I think Chris can answer. I think it was 630,000 was their production cost for the year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, this is Chris Abrams, producer of Democracy Now!. Your first question related to whether or not we'll still be a member of the AFTRA bargaining unit. We've worked out a system where we can sign what is known as a Me Too agreement. Mm-hmm. It's just a very simple document where we sign on to the current Pacifica AFTRA bargaining unit. The amount that we came up with, we made up a budget for our production costs and salaries based on what we've been doing in the past. Because of Pacifica's financial condition, we took a 35% cut in what we thought we needed to produce the show. The first amount that will be paid out is based on, you know, through the end of this fiscal year, plus the back production expenses that Pacifica never paid from when we went back on the air on January 7th. So as part of this agreement, Democracy Now! Has agreed to pay for all of the back production expenses while we were in so-called exile.
Okay, and then you had a question about who would negotiate the increases.
Yeah, right.
It would be a negotiation. I assume it would be our executive staff, you know, or somebody from the national office or the finance office or the executive director negotiating. It's not
a board function then.
Well, in terms of approving the whole budget, it's a board function.
No,
and
I mean...
The board could designate somebody, but I was sort of hoping that kind of function would go over to our staff.
Okay.
Or CFO.
I'm comfortable with that. After 5 years, is there an option year?
an option?
Yeah.
To continue?
Yeah.
Yes, I think there certainly is an option.
Is that in the language of the contract?
I don't recall the specific language on that. I think there was sort of an assumption that we would continue. We can always add some language.
And the basis for that question is, at some point, Democracy Now! May be too big for us to, or cost us too much. If we're tied into a contract, that's one thing. But beyond that contract, we might lose Democracy Now! After the 5 years because we can't afford to pay for them.
Right.
Unless they want to subsidize the production.
Right. Again, they are starting by, you know, we're not covering the full production cost. So we're starting on that ground. And I don't know if even in the 5 years we would actually ever reach the full cost of, you know, covering the full production cost. There's an understanding that obviously they have the right and the need to do their own fundraising as well.
Well, the reason why I'm pressing these issues is because Democracy Now!, at the end of 5 years, becomes a free agent. And free agent salaries, as you know, you follow professional sports, have gone through the roof. I do expect that Democracy Now! Will be much larger if, in fact, they're planning on increasing their capacity. Will this organization, based on our vision, be able to encompass Democracy Now!? And that's my concern.
Right.
This contract, while it is good in black and white, how we benefit beyond the 5 years?
Right. I don't know. I don't know if Chris wants to comment.
Sure, I can say a word or two about that. 5 years is actually the longest term that is commonly ever used for a contract like this. Our lawyer advised us against the five-year contract because we're negotiating when Pacifica is in a very difficult financial state. Mm-hmm. So we actually committed ourselves to a budget based on Pacifica's financial condition now. Of course, we would always want to renew our relationship with Pacifica. It's the same. It's always been this way. Democracy Now! Has been a Pacifica program for 5 years. We share the same mission. Unless getting bigger means we're going to become an NPR-like program, and I don't think that's going to happen. Why would we ever move away from Pacifica? Pacifica and Democracy Now! Are one and the same mission, one and the same background.
Well, fortunately, we have you on tape saying that, because 5 years from now, that may not be the case, because obviously you're going to be in negotiation with Pacifica again. You need leverage. Understand that is a process.
Right.
Yeah. And so that's all I'm saying.
Right. I understand
what you're saying.
Right.
It's a great family, but it's also business.
Right. Also, families break up and, you know, people get divorced and, you know, things happen.
Yeah.
Right. David was next, and then Ray, and then Carol, and then Rob. Okay.
Well, I just wanted to say, I mean, I read the contract, and, you know, I would rewrite a bus transfer.
David Furtick from Los Angeles.
You know, it's been negotiated. It's a done deal. I appreciate all the work that's been put into it, and I know it was a lot of tough decisions. But what strikes me is that, you know, there's a sense in my mind, I think in the minds and hearts of others, of regret that there is the branching off, I like to think, of Pacifica through Democracy Now!, and a regret in the sense of there's a proprietary feeling towards Democracy Now!, which I think is a fair feeling, much like, at the risk of sounding paternalistic, much like a parent. And I'm really proud to see Democracy Now! Going off and branching off and growing, and like a parent, I guess, trusting and hoping that it will flourish and do us proud and grow. And, you know, heck, just grow. And I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Ray?
Yeah. Well, in a way, I feel like Dave. However, I'm confident that as Matthew partners,
Ray LaForest from New York,
a relationship that is mutually beneficial. I think this is very similar in a way to the relationship between Pacifica and the emerging affiliate as an organization, making use, you know, deciding that during the crisis that they can actually fly on their own, and I think we can benefit from that. They already have brought new technology, and the same thing has happened with Democracy Now. Now, in terms of what James brought, I would say also, as far as my experience it goes, that is a standard way of writing a contract, that you spell out specifically under what conditions the contract terminates or continues, and not that you foresee any difficulty necessarily, and maybe there's some ways it can be corrected. But I congratulate both sides, you know, on this agreement, and I'm looking forward to, you know, participate all I can while I'm a board member and make sure that democracy now shines as bright as ever. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Carol and then Rob.
Carol Spooner from the KPFA Signal Listening Area.
I have a question and a comment. First of all, I want to thank everyone for the work and hard work it took to reach this agreement. Thanks a lot for doing that. And my one question is, I was slightly confused about the archives. Do we continue to receive income on current shows going to the... Because the archives can't survive without it.
Right, we didn't know that. Yes, yes.
Okay,
great. And what we're trying to do, though, is also streamline so it's easier for people to access the archival material, but also Democracy Now! Has tapes and other stuff that by calling 1-800 number, then people can have an option to either ask for a tape or a video or this or that instead of giving 18 different numbers for people to call.
Great. That's good. I want to say something. I think maybe the only thing Pacifica did right over the last 5 years was to initiate and get Democracy Now! Going. I think it's the only success story from the previous decade, the launching of a national programming vision for Pacifica. And I think the only reason it succeeded was because of the extraordinary talent of the people who did the program. It's not something that you can create out of a formula. It's not something you can create by fiat top-down. Amy came out of WBAI as a producer there, and we have other producers around the network that I hope we will support to blossom and grow as well. I also think I've read minutes and records of Pacifica Foundation going back 20 years, and including everything that's gone on over the past decade. And as sad as I am to see them leave Pacifica, I am actually very glad that you are doing so. Contrary to everybody else, I think this is a good move. It's a wonderful blossoming. I congratulate you on escaping from the bondage in which you were held and going out and blazing paths and trails for collaborative ventures in new media. And I hope that Pacifica will learn to emulate what you've done for other programs around the nation. And I just want to say thanks for all your hard work and keep it up.
Okay, thank you. And Rob?
Rob Robinson from Washington, D.C.
Thank you. And I'd like to apologize to Amy and Chris and the people from Democracy Now! For the vicissitudes that the previous Pacifica board subjected you to that did not reflect how most of us feel about you here today, certainly. But I, like Carol and others, I think maybe this is going to be good for you because it's going to give you the freedom to do more. And like many people in the Pacifica Foundation that don't want to do national programming, I'd like to see more of it. Would this contract provide us with a basis? I'm not clear that it does. Let's say that we wanted to contract with you to produce different programming. Would we use this vehicle? Is there a provision for that here, or would we enter into negotiations to do something different? Because I would like us to use you in that regard. I would hope we would want to.
My understanding is that the terms of this agreement are very specific for the production of Democracy Now!, but we've made so clear in all of our conversations and in every way that we participate in Pacifica programming from Juneteenth to A20 to whatever may happen in the future, that we want to continue to work with Pacifica to create new national programs whenever they arise. Amy's passion for Pacifica has not changed.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I hope we do that.
I guess my question, I guess my mic didn't work.
This is Bert Lee from Washington, D.C.
Okay, no, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, my question is, I'm not sure we really understood what James was trying to raise in terms of the question that he has. I think everything that's been said is wonderful, but I think we need to look at what we are going to do to assess in this five-year period how we might be able to work together. And I don't see that. I think that, to me, is a staff function and something that they need to do. But I think we need to address it now rather than wait until the time period is over.
Right. Let me just add to that. I think you're right. This is an ongoing process. This is a new relationship. I don't think that in my view, that Democracy Now! Is leaving Pacifica. It's just changed the relationship with Pacifica.
Well,
and this is a something that's an alive process. It was not like we signed this document and then never talked to each other again. It has to be very much evaluated as we go along, thinking about, you know, where are we going to be in year 6 and year 7 and year 10, and lay the foundation for that relationship now and not wait until the end of the fifth year to begin doing that. So I'm glad that James raised it and then Bert raised it again, right, that we do need to be constantly doing that. And my sense from this process, working through this process with Amy and Chris, is that they're very open to that also and really want to be engaged with us on these kinds of, you know, details, but also on program and, you know, and moving not only Democracy Now! But the work of the Pacifica Foundation forward. So I think this is a shift. It's a dramatic shift, obviously, in the relationship, but it's really not a separation agreement. It's just a new type of relationship. Okay? So I think that's it on this agenda item. I think we can move on. Okay, one quick question. Yeah. And then
we have an audience member who wants to speak.
A very simple question. You dropped a couple of numbers about what you were going to pay, but it wasn't quite clear. You said something about $630,000 production costs and $440,000 salaries, or is one included?
No. You know, what I'd rather do is not get into all that now. We can talk to you individually, but also I think one of the things that's very clear out of this weekend meeting is that we need to put a lot more details about all these kinds of things on the website, on the internet. So we can do that. We can explain in greater detail exactly what this contract is and what the finances are. There's no secret about it, but I just don't want us to get stuck in that conversation right now.
This is James Ferguson. This contract is going to the website?
No, I didn't say that. What I said is we need a detailed report. I mean, you know, we can discuss whether or not the whole contract, I don't know. But that we need to share, we need to be better, both as the board, staff people, you know, throughout the center. We need to be better about sharing details and sharing information with people.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So this is an important development in the life of Pacifica. We need to explain to people what the relationship is and, you know, what the money parts of it are, too. So, Carol, I didn't say exactly what words would go on the internet.
Leslie, yeah, we're going to put our budget on the internet.
Right.
There will be a line item that shows what we're paying for Democracy Now.
Right.
I don't see why we can't say what that is, but since you don't want to, I won't say it. I can read the contract.
I don't have it right in front of me.
It's $400,000.
Right.
For annual.
Yeah. Right. Thank you. Sorry, I just put it away already.
Actually, it goes up to $440,000 after October the 1st.
Right. There is an initial.
There's an escalator.
And 440% beginning October 1, 2002.
Right.
And then after that, we negotiate every year an annual increase, not more than 10% or less than 4%.
Right.
Based on the 440,000 or based on the 400,000?
No, based on the starting 400,000.
Oh, but we're paying her.
From the increases are from the starting point, not
from the base.
620,000 of their total production cost,
630,000. No, that's not the question he's
asking.
I mean, this is...
The starting point is what we agreed to this year. Then there's an increase for next year. Then it gets negotiated again. Another increase of no less than 4%, no more than 10%.
Okay. There was also a number of 600,000, which kind of threw me off.
Yeah, their total... Their production costs for the year at this point, anyway, I think it was $630,000. It's $630,000. We're paying $400,000 of that.
Okay, so the $440,000 is the
400,000 plus 10%
for the next fiscal year.
For the next fiscal year, and then after that, it reverts back to 400,000.
No, no, no. Then based on that figure, a 4 and somewhere between a 4% and a 10% increase.
Added on to 440,000.
That's my understanding.
Okay, we've been talking about 400,000. Okay, I just need to get clarity, and I suspect that the listeners are going to be asking the same questions as they should their money. So I think that we should put elements of this contract on the website.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Leslie.
Definitely. Yes.
To clarify, it's compounded in terms of, let's say it's 440, let's say it increases by 10%, then it goes to 484. And then next year, it would increase, it could be increased by 10%, I mean, 484 plus 48.4.
I assume your math is right. I haven't done the math.
Right.
It could be about 10%.
Yeah.
Right.
But based on the previous period. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so we'd like to move along. And again, I want to thank the Democracy Now! Staff for helping us sort this all out. It's a very difficult and trying process.
There's nothing personal.
Huh? No, actually...
It's a done deal.
It's done. Actually, it doesn't have to, and that was the...
Yeah.
I mean, we can approve it. We can call for a vote for a ratification as part of the contract.
I think we should.
We can ratify it. All right.
Carol, did you make a motion?
I move to ratify the contract.
Second.
Second from Pete. Okay. All in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And all opposed, please raise your hand. 2, Bert.
Leslie?
And I don't think there are any extensions, so it carries. The board has approved it. Okay.
The board has approved the contract
so
for Democracy Now!,
that
and that reestablishes
the
official relationship with Pacifica.
Fine. Then in the future, we have those are the motions that we need to make. In other words, if there are future contracts, that needs to be built into the motion.
You just said there are going to be future contracts.
Later, folks, about what we had actually passed.
But, Madam Chair.
But this is important. We're here to deal with the work. I mean,
exactly.
I don't understand.
Madam Chair,
I would really like to move.
May I make one statement, though?
That's fine.
It was my understanding that while the chair had the direction from this board to negotiate a contract, that a final contract was to be submitted to the board for review prior to the signature.
No, actually, I read over the transcript of the meeting, and that's actually not what happened. That's why I don't want to. I mean, I think we can go back and forth in these.
It undermines our fiduciary responsibility as a board to not to be able to look at a contract that we go into before.
That's perhaps a lesson that we've learned from how we handled this one.
All right.
But we handled this one the way we handled it. We have to, look at that for the future. Yeah. Okay, if we can move on. The next agenda item is the affiliate. I don't know quite why everyone's standing at the mic. No, but that's not. The next agenda item is affiliate. And I think that maybe this will be a short agenda item. I say unfortunate because obviously there's a lot to sort out here. I just want to give people an update that I have in terms of the affiliate status or, where we are with affiliates. There are presently, according to the information I've been given by the national staff, 34 affiliates scattered around the country who are fully paid up, fully integrated into the affiliate system. There are 5 other affiliates that are apparently we're in discussion with, and that it seems likely that they will also rejoin us. There are 6 affiliates that dropped affiliation since February due to programming changes, which specifically means, as I understand it, when we took PNN off the air. And then there are 9 stations that have dropped their affiliation. It's seeming for an assortment of reasons, lack of interest, whatever. Most of these seem to be campus stations, and there's a high turnover of personnel at campus stations, so that might be part of it. I do know that one of those stations, WMBR in Cambridge, There's actually a struggle underway now because they were dropping Democracy Now, and there's a community struggle to get them to carry Democracy Now and stay with the program. Two stations that were affiliated with us have moved over and are pretty much our NPR stations at this point. That comes to a total of 56 stations that we've had relationships with in the recent past. Clearly, most of those are still with us or likely to be with us. And clearly, that leaves many, many, many more stations out there that were never part of this affiliate program that we have an opportunity to branch out to. Yesterday, I don't remember actually if it was yesterday or Friday night, the issue of affiliates came up. I think it was Friday night, the general comments. And there was a suggestion that we, our attitude has been, our approach has been, is that we want to have a dialogue, a discussion with affiliates about what kind of relationship they want to have and we want to have and rebuild the whole thing and go beyond just the contract relationship. There was a proposal that I heard, I think it was on Friday night, that perhaps we need, though, to take some initiative and kick around some ideas and circulate that to affiliates, you know, as a beginning place for a conversation. And I think that there was a lot of wisdom in that. The next opportunity for an actual sit-down meeting with a lot of our affiliates is at the Grassroots Coalition Conference, the Grassroots Radio Conference, in early August in upstate New York. I know I'm planning to be there. I think some of our national staff is planning to be there. I think Teresa is going to be there. Maybe some other board members. Carol, I think, is going to be there. So that's another opportunity, but it probably would be good if we could float out some of our ideas to affiliates before then, so that when we sit down with them and talk to them, you know, we're not starting from ground zero. You know, we're already in the middle of the conversation. I don't have a proposal to make right now on what that should be, but we need to put something together to begin circulating that. Rob, did you want to say something?
No, I think that's exactly right. I just would like to say that
if you and Dan, maybe even Amy, could get together by phone and come up with a proposal to provide them prior to going to the grassroots conference that laid out some options, that might be something that would help. And if they knew that the board was behind that, they might take it seriously.
Microphone.
Wait. Carol was next.
At the March meeting, we voted to establish a committee to begin discussions around affiliates. Did that happen?
No. Teresa, Pete, and myself all volunteered to be on the committee. We didn't actually function as a committee in this period. We were all just, you know,
right. Everybody's overwhelmed.
But
okay.
Some of the work that we were working on is now done, so
good.
We can take up this work.
Okay. I want to say that I'm not sure that I agree that our approach to the affiliates should be let's come up with some ideas and present them. I think that we've treated our affiliates extremely disrespectfully, and I think it would be better to approach them to ask for their ideas, and then we have a discussion about it and see if, you know, some brainstorming might come out of that about a good kind of affiliate structure in the future. But I know we've been getting an awful lot of feedback that, first of all, nobody's returned an affiliate's call for 5 years, and perhaps Pacifica might be irrelevant to the affiliate system given new technology, and perhaps they don't need us. So I think maybe we ought to just chill out a little bit and listen a little bit before we come forward with proposals. That's my thought.
Point of information.
Yes, James.
Where are we on the agenda?
Well, we're late.
weren't we supposed to be on discussion of proposal on issues that, number two, from last evening, discussion of proposal on issues related to race and nationality?
No, that's coming right after this. Right. It was Democracy Now! Affiliates, then race and nationality.
She went over the agenda before we started.
Oh, no, I have it numbered here.
Well, my numbers are that we're... The first one was what we just discussed about Democracy Now!, then the affiliates update, and then the discussion of a proposal of issues related to race and nationality.
I have Democracy Now!, I have issues of race, I have bylaws, I have personnel, I have...
You got all that right, but you skipped the affiliates. I have the sheet right here if you want to look at it.
No,
I think that we should just really try and wrap this up. What I want to propose is that we do some combination here, that the committee, that Teresa and Pete and I figure out, each of us figure out two or three affiliates that we call and generate some discussion with them and some ideas. Based on that we try and circulate some initial thoughts to the larger group of affiliates. So we do some hybrid of getting some discussions going, some feedback, but that we also should take a little bit of a proactive initiative, not to say this is the relationship, but here's some initial thoughts. What do you think? You know, lay it out just as a proposal.
Okay.
Is that
okay? Leslie,
yeah,
we definitely would like to add my name to that list. This is an area I think is very important.
Ray LaForest from New York.
No, Janice, do you have something?
No, I just want to suggest that you contact Dina Colbert, who was very active with the affiliates while we were locked out, and she's already made connections with them, so she needs to be involved.
Okay.
That was Janice Bryant from New York.
So the committee can be Teresa, Pete, Ray, Dina, and myself. Right? We can have non-board members be part of the committee. Okay, so if we can move forward, I really would like to do that. Okay, now, the next item is race and nationality. When we were in L.A., folks who were there at the meeting came up with a proposal that is included in the board packet that you got. Over the last several days, during this previous week, there was a conference here in San Francisco, the Pacifica Now. And out of that came a updated, revised, changed proposal for us to consider. The folks from that conference, obviously many of them, are on the line here to present us with this. I had a brief conversation with Bob Lederer this morning, who's the second person in line, and urged him to urge all of you to remember that we would like the opportunity as a board to have discussion about this. We have severe time limitations, that we have 45 minutes set aside for this. If you folks take a half an hour, it gives us 15 minutes. You know, you've got to really, really, really be